Let's face it, though, Armin, I mean, the US seems to be in a bit of a retreat from its position, if you like, as the world's policeman. Isn't that going to cause a bit of a problem if they try to deal with the French?
This idea is causing a lot of angst amongst French geostrategists, and they say, well, is the US still going to be with us in Africa in 5 or 10 years' time? But if you look at this retreat, it's definitely not uniform across the world. There was some retreat from the Middle East last year in 2013, but certainly not in Northeast Asia, and it hasn't happened over the Sahel. According to one former US State Department official I spoke to about this, there's definitely been a much closer involvement and an increasing consciousness of the worries about the Sahel, and two events have pushed Washington towards that, he was telling me. Firstly, the murder of the US ambassador in Libya, Chris Stevens, and his colleagues, and secondly, the gas siege in Amenas in Algeria, in which 3 US hostages were killed. And so the US is now looking at ways to take on that jihadist threat. It won't put boots on the ground, of course, but as French defense ministry officials will tell you, that doesn't really matter as long as the US is providing strong support for French operations behind the scenes. It doesn't matter if it doesn't have such a visible role as the French do in Mali and Central African Republic.